They walk to a different beat. They're not concerned with popular notions. Abnormal people give a stale world a burst of flavor. They add color to a black and white palette. They illuminate spaces that are otherwise dark, and that's exactly what Jesus wanted of his own disciples. Jesus described his followers as the salt and light of the world. Jesus knew that they add spice to a bland world. These defiant ones reflect the light of God in the darkness of normality. The great news is that no one is disqualified from living this extraordinary life. Anyone can become a rebel against the norm. It doesn't matter what your story is or what town you come from. My friend has a t-shirt that reads, "It's okay to like math." This shirt is really an invitation to come out from whatever hole you're hiding in. Just be you. It's okay to be weird. Embrace your peculiarity. It's what makes you unique. I recently had the chance to talk to Ralph Winter about the importance of being abnormal. I wondered, what does it look like to develop a habit of abnormality? Winter is the producer of the blockbuster trilogy of X-Men movies. Both the original comic book storyline and the recent Hollywood movies convey the story of superheroes who have been rejected by the world. The X in their name refers to their possession of an X gene, a gene that normal human beings lack. Their abnormalities give these mutants their extraordinary abilities. Considered freaks by the regular people, the X-Men are treated with suspicion, scorn, and hatred. And yet, the mutation that makes them different from the average person proves to be an amazing gift. One of the senior mutants, Professor Xavier, creates a haven at his Westchester mansion to nurture the gifts of the mutants to benefit all of humanity. It is the very qualities that make the X-Men abnormal that end up saving the world countless times. Their abnormality is a superpower that can change the world. As I talked with Ralph about the storyline of his movies, we both agreed this is a true story, one that resonates with our experience. We talked about the need for a haven similar to the one created by Dr. Xavier, a place where those who live on the fringe, the mutants and abnormals of our culture, can find a place of safety, a place where their gifts and ideas are nurtured, a sanctuary where abnormalities are regarded as a means to change the world. Many years ago, I started Zealot, an organization designed to serve as a special ops type of human development program. Zealot equips and affirms the special destinies of misfit-type leaders from around the globe. I chose the name Zealot because I was thinking of the term zealot, a person who is passionate about an idea or a cause. A zealot is willing to die for what he believes in. I spelled it with an X instead of